Hello, this is Holly, and I want to add a few comments about roundabouts and about the Griswolds. I laughed when I read the first paragraph of the article I link to in this post because my family uses the joke, the Griswolds, frequently. For example, if my husband and daughter and I are traveling somewhere and something silly happens in the car, we seem to have these little mini adventures where we make a wrong turn or we almost run out of gas or I drop the map or I drop six things in a row or silly little things that happen. Whenever that happens and we are together, one of us, any one of us, will say, "Here come the Griswolds," or "The Griswolds are off on another adventure," or "The Griswolds go," and finish with a word, "The Griswolds go shopping," "The Griswolds go to the park." And this all comes from the reference to the ridiculous, silly movies and Chevy Chase portraying silly characters. And many people have seen these movies, not just in the US now, but around the world. So if you have seen National Lampoon movies, you may have a better understanding of the goofiness that is referred to. It's a mocking, self-deprecating, make a joke out of something that may not really be funny type of situation. So the Griswolds is something you might hear if you are around our family for very long. And to use it in reference to the roundabouts, I had forgotten the scene that is mentioned in the article, but I have seen drivers go around and around and around a roundabout three or more times before they finally figure out how to exit or where to exit. For some reason, and maybe blaming it on the Griswolds is a big part of it. For some reason, many U.S. citizens vehemently dislike roundabouts. In New Jersey, where I grew up, there are several roundabouts in the area near the county where I grew up. And they were located in quieter areas, not heavily trafficked areas. Today, there are not very many places that are not heavily trafficked in New Jersey. So the roundabouts are still there and they still work. Bigger two-lane roundabouts have been developed. In Charlottesville, Virginia, where I live now, in this area, there are very few roundabouts, and they are not beloved. but the frustration comes from people, not drivers, not knowing how to use them properly, or not paying attention, not yielding. When I was in Europe last summer, I traveled through many roundabouts in a few countries in Europe and saw very little misbehavior by drivers. So it is something of a phenomenon, and I also support more roundabouts and hope that we will see more of them come to the U.S., and especially since I read this article and learned that there are benefits to roundabouts that I was not familiar with. So how many benefits of a roundabout can you list? And can you share a photo? Will you share a photo of roundabouts near you? I was very impressed in Spain and in France with the beauty of some of the roundabouts, and in Poland. Many people really make them something worth admiring. Unfortunately, that has not been my experience in the United States. I would not be likely to take a photograph of a roundabout and share it as a way of complimenting an area. Most roundabouts here are ugly, plain, overgrown, weedy, littered, unattractive. Those are not adjectives I would use to describe most of the roundabouts I saw in Europe. I'd like to know about the rest of the world, so I hope I will hear from many loopers. Bye for now.